Hey everyone, Colin here. I am outside and I am on my phone because I don't have my recording equipment. So if things sound a bit different, that's why. But we are off this week, as we typically are at the end of each month, to record exclusive Patreon content. But what John and I wanted to do with this episode is just preview and unlock some of that Patreon content in case you were curious about it. So you'll hear two things in this episode. The first, it's much shorter. It's a clip from an episode we just recorded and posted where John talks about the community episode that he missed earlier this month. And it might surprise you, he really liked it. So if you want to hear that full conversation, it's on our exclusive Patreon feed right now. And the second thing you'll hear, which is much longer, it's something we recorded a couple of years ago. John, as some of you might know, is a theme park and roller coaster enthusiast, and he built a theme park for Arrested Development. Again, this was a couple of years ago. It was fantastic. He's done a couple of these episodes with Arrested Development, Twin Peaks. So give it a listen. And if you want to support us, all of our Patreon links, all of that information, it's in the show notes. Consider supporting us, but if not, that's fine. As always, the Hop-Ons podcast is a free podcast, and it will always be a free podcast. Okay, we will talk to everyone next week when we continue our conversation about community. But until then, stay safe, stay happy, and we'll talk to you soon. When I thought about season one, I thought, this will definitely be a great John Phelps episode because it's a billiards-themed episode, and we can talk a bit about your history with pool and pool halls. But then, of course, you had to miss that episode. Megan was so wonderful. She co-hosted for a week. But we thought we would spend a bit of time just talking about your reaction to Community's Season 1 episode, Physical Education. So, John, what did you think of this episode?
I will say this is my favorite episode of season one so far.
You missed. Of course. Your favorite episode would be the one that you missed. Yeah.
Yeah. People that aren't patrons are not going to know that I thoroughly loved every second of this episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hop-Ons podcast. If you are listening to this, then you are one of our dedicated Patreon supporters.
Yeah, thank you for listening. We truly appreciate it.
Well, you probably know this, but my name is Colin Cox.
I'm John Phelps.
John, we are here for Patreon-exclusive content. And listen, you're really taking the reins here, so
First time ever, probably.
Maybe.
So tonight, we are recording an episode. I posed the question a while ago, what would a Bluth-themed theme park be like? And I decided to really design the whole goddamn thing. So tonight on this episode, or whenever you listen to this, we are going on a tour of the Bluth theme park, which I have titled Bluthland. But if you say it too fast, it sounds like Bluthland, but I'm okay with that too. So really, you are the tourist in my park. And I just want to tell you what we've got going on. Let's think maybe that you are my angel investor, and I'm trying to pitch this to you to get some money to make this theme park. So
can I start by asking you a question, though? So I don't like theme parks.
I know. Yeah. This is going to be great.
Sure. Yeah. No, I think it will be. And I don't need to explain why I don't like theme parks. I think that's irrelevant to this conversation. But the question I wanted to ask you quite simply is, what do you think a curated Arrested Development amusement park experience should be?
It should be, and as you're going to see when I go through this, really fun if you know beforehand that some things are going to be terrible. That's the best way I can put it. If your expectations are mildly low, you're going to have a really good time.
Well, it's funny that you say that because I would argue, I think that's the implicit rhetorical message of any theme park. You will dislike a lot of this.
Like, yeah. How can you go to Disneyland or Disney World or whatever and think every moment of this experience will be amazing when I'm urinating on top of thousands of other ounces of urine and I'm standing in urine and this whole room smells like urine? That urine smell.
See, but you've never been to Disney World, which is so different. What, do it's people so not different.
Pee in Disney World?
They do, but the experience from the outset is it's curated to be it legit is fucking magical.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie, and I've based a lot of this on my. I love Disney World. I've been like six times, so a lot of this is like a shitty Disney World. So,
and you can't hear this, but my reaction to that is maybe. The loudest eye roll imaginable.
So Disney World, I don't know if you know, consists of four different theme parks. There's the Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Hollywood Studios, Animal Kingdom. I'm not going to do all that. Okay. I based the structure of this around Epcot, which Epcot is where all the countries are, where the ball is. I'm sure you've seen that before. Yeah.
Actually, I think I've been there once before. Epcot's, I lost a balloon in the parking lot.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah.
I'm good, but... I'm
Epcot
good.
Shaped like a big circle. And that's what the layout of this is. So keep that in your brain. The ticket prices. Now, I did do this based around shitty Disney World. So Magic Kingdom at a one-day admission for Magic Kingdom is like $100 roundabout. Whoa. If you get a park hopper, which you can go to different parks, like $120. So a one-day admission for an adult to Bluefland is $79.99. Okay.
Okay.
Kids 5 and under, if you want to bring them, and that is on the sign, it will say if you want to bring them. They're free. And senior discounts is a cool $1 off at $78.99. Because the booths aren't going to give a shit about if you're old or not.
You get a free shoehorn.
Really, the senior should be more, but I didn't do that. Now, Disney World has speakers everywhere playing music constantly, like as you're walking, like just in like maybe like the flower gardens, there are speakers hidden so you can hear music. So imagine most of this music's like Mitch Hurwitz Band's music. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Your face looks not so good.
Wait, so it's just perpetual sound?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
It's not as bad as you think it is.
Can you wear headphones in this park?
If you want to. If you just want to be like the fucking worst tourist that's ever... I went to Disney World wearing my headphones. That's you. So here we go. So imagine that it's shaped like a big circle, and in the middle... is a little tiny island. So there's like a little body of water and an island. And on the island is a big, giant recreation of the model home. That's like right in the middle. You can't really get to it, but that's like kind of what you're seeing when you walk in the entrance. We're going to start to the left and walk around the circle. So
okay. The
first section we get in is called the OC. That's the very first section.
Okay.
So here are the attractions in the OC.
Okay.
There's recreations of both the prison and Balboa Towers.
Oh.
That you can just walk around in, take some pictures in, have a good time. If you want to stand behind the bars, you can. If you want to sit on the couch in the you can. And the railing of the balcony, whatever you want to do.
So when you say Balboa Towers, is this just the
Bluth apartment, just the Bluth set.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Just a recreation just for you to walk around and take some pictures in. Our first big thing is the Warden Gentles production of New Warden. It is performed four times daily by children. So there are kids that are probably homeschooled or live in the park, and they are part of the...
Bluthland?
Bluthland, yeah.
You have exploitative child labor.
Absolutely, yeah. Why wouldn't you? It's Bluthland.
That fits.
Our first ride is a 3D virtual reality ride, more of a 4D ride. You wear the glasses, but it's still moving.
Oh.
And it is titled Boy Fights. And we should say that the word ride here is used very loosely. It's more or less you have a headset on watching boy fights. But when you do leave the ride, you have to exit through a gift shop that's just chock full of boy fights merchandise because that's how they get you.
Okay.
There are nightly jams in the OC from Mother Boy the Band. I should say that. What else are they doing? They're just hanging out, playing music. Another ride is Buster's Hook Hand Zipline Experience. So that is one that there's a lot of warning signs. You should probably not do this, but if you want to go zipline with a hook hand, you can.
I suspect park goers would need to probably sign a disclaimer of some kind to do
the absolutely. Hands. A lot of this is you have to sign a disclaimer. Or you just should die
there just be a, should there just be a giant disclaimer yeah, at the beginning?
Absolutely. That's why kids shouldn't be here.
Well, it's like one of those iTunes agreements. Yes. This will take you half an
so
hour.
So many to pages. Yeah. There's two more. One is, and I don't really know, I didn't know what to put this, but the Gothic arsehole. So that could be several things. That could be a restaurant. That could just be a place where there's like a lot of games, like an arcade, because there's okay. arcades in places like this.
Sure, okay.
And finally, the last attraction is the Gene Parmesan Ultimate Mystery Escape Room. So what happens here is you are put into an escape room. There's a big TV. Gene Parmesan's dressed up as one of those fantastic characters, firefighter man, whatever you want. He talks to you, and then whenever you leave, you all have to you have to say together, "He did it again!" So that's the last thing that happens. The restaurants in the OC are Skip Church's Bistro, of
course. Oh, okay, that's great.
Featuring the Skip Scramble Challenge. And this is, the Skip Scramble costs about, I think, $57.99 is what it says in the show.
Okay.
If you finish this in an hour, you do get your meal for free. But, and it says, not responsible for actual death. So that should be known.
It's part of the disclaimer that you sign when you enter the park.
Correct.
Yeah.
There's a banana stand here. There's a banana stand in all sections of the park.
Oh, that's really clever. I like that.
All the employees that are in the park like are dressed according to where they work. So banana stand employees will be yellow shirt, blue apron.
Wow. You know. Okay.
And of course, there's a Burger King here because it's a wonderful restaurant. So that's the OC. From there, you move up to just straight Wee Britain, just the whole thing.
Can we pause
redone.
After each section?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And so the OC, reflect. Yeah.
Okay, so the things I like about the OC.
Yes.
I think I like the Gene Parmesan.
The mystery escape room.
Escape room. So I want to do, because the times I've been to theme parks, amusement parks, there's always the rides where they take the pictures.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mid-action.
Yeah.
And I think there should be a mid-action Gene, he did it again picture.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Everyone's screaming that, and that's the
I
picture.
I think that'd be fantastic. See, yeah. you're very good at this.
I don't know. I like the restaurants as well.
Yeah, I have those in every section.
Skip's Bistro is something that I was hoping to see here.
Yeah, it would be an actual recreation based on what we could from watching
sure.
the show. Yeah,
that's actually really great.
So from there, we move into Wee Britain. And Wee Britain's really just a complete recreation of Wee Britain from the show. Nothing really new added here. The Poppins is there, the USA restaurant. I said there would be some kind of water ride that involved, you know, because Rita walks on water. So I feel like they'd probably fit that in. Maybe like a some type of weird, shitty log flume where you take your picture at the top of the hill kind of thing. So Wee Britain's not the most fun, but it would make sense that it would be.
Can we talk about how the log flume is the least inspired of theme park rides?
It's the most terrifying to me because if you get enough wind under it, you will just fly out of that motherfucker. Yeah, you'll just fly right on out.
My least favorite ride. So I actually like roller coasters.
Oh, yeah.
Funnily
yeah.
enough. And I like roller coasters that spin me upside down, but I don't like roller coasters that do it slowly. Therefore, the pirate ship is terrifying to
me.
Oh,
yeah, it sucks. I hate it. So we move on from Wee Britain to what is like the main bit of the park. That's the center of the park. It's called Who Are the Bluths with the question mark. When you walk in, there's a big arch over it, and in sparkly letters a la Disneyland, it says Who Are the Bluths?
Okay.
And here's a lot of just straight-up Bluth-inspired things. Do you know what a dark ride is?
No, I do not.
Okay, so and my favorite rides are dark rides. It's when you get in a very slow-moving roller coaster or like a boat, and it takes you around.
Oh, so it's like the Tunnel of Love in Dublin.
Sure, yeah. Okay. And there's like animatronics built in. At Disney World, there's there's one called Spaceship Earth where you literally go from like the beginning of time to the present, and it shows you different animatronics like Steve Jobs is in one of them. There's like important people of the so the first ride in Who Are the Bluths is a dark ride showing a super exaggerated version of the history of the Bluths.
Oh,
narrated by Will Arnett. I think that'd be fantastic. And this is all the Bluths are viewed just as heroes, really.
Okay.
To the point where you're like, this is really shitty. Like you could tell they
except
had a hand
for
in
Michael.
It. Except for Michael. Michael is viewed just very plainly
because Job is telling the story.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. So that's the first kind of big dark ride there. There's a Segway tour. It's very unreliable. I don't recommend you take the Segway tour. But if you want to, you can hop on. I can't say enough that this is super dangerous and not in any way reliable, the Segway Tour. But that's something I think should be included. Job rides a Segway all the time, so there you go. The Milford Challenge. Now, this is... This one's interesting.
Boy, the look on his face.
Imagine a big, like, creepy hall of mirrors.
Okay.
And you are in there. You're not... You can't be seen nor heard. And if you are seen or heard, you're chased by, like, a terrifying-looking old man Milford.
What's... I have so many questions. So, how many people will do this at a time? And remind me again, what's the objective?
The objective is to get from the entrance to the exit.
Okay.
And if you are seen or heard, maybe there's spotlights that shine down and they move. And if you're caught in them, old man Milford will start his way towards you.
Okay.
It's just terrifying.
So I would this not, is more of a spooky, scary
this thing. This is a spooky, scary thing.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know how else you can make the Milford Challenge scary.
No, I think that's pretty good.
I think that's where I could fit in the Milford School. After that, we've got another dark ride called You're a Crook, Captain Hook, and it's just a complete dark ride that tells the story of this weird maritime musical. It's for the kids. That's what that one says. It's for the kids.
The kids need something.
That'd be on the sign. Job's House of Magic. and what this is a show that's just really got shitty tricks in it, and you can buy really shitty magic tricks in Job's House of Magic also. There's a Blue Man Show. It's the actual just Blue Man Show. It's the only get that they got in the whole...
Okay, so they actually got the whole park. They got the Blue Man
They got the Blue Man Group.
Okay.
That's the big thing people want to see is the Blue Man
Group. Okay.
There's a water ride called the Cornballer.
Oh!
Cornball-shaped floats in quote-unquote hot oil, but seriously, do not touch this water. It's very hot. So, obviously, just, you know, be careful there. Lucille is an attraction, and it's what you're thinking it is. It's basically, you go in, there's a big pool and a bunch of seals around, and you're kind of at your own discretion. If a seal does get you, you know, it is. If a seal does get you, you are just, I mean, it's your fault,
this
really.
This is so dangerous.
Franklin's Funky Roller Coaster of Racial Awareness. and I should say it is very offensive. It's nothing but there's a roller coaster at Disney World based around Aerosmith called the Rockin' Roller Coaster.
Okay.
And you go really fast, and the whole time it's just blaring Aerosmith music. That's what this would be with just Franklin music.
So can I add a little something to this?
Yeah.
Remind me of the title again.
It is Franklin's Funky Roller Coaster of Racial Awareness.
Okay, so underneath, smaller font, written and produced by Joe Bluth.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so it's to me. It's racial awareness as understood by Joe.
As Joe. Yeah, and Easy Bean Brown is a perfect thing. There's a ride called the Forget Me Now, which is just like one of those carnival scrambler rides where you get in one seat and it just spins.
Oh, are those the teacups?
Kind of, yeah. They go very, very fast. And that's just, I think that's kind of
easy. Yeah, sure, why not?
The J. Walter Weatherman House of Horrors Dark Ride. That's where you're on a ride. A lot of people get their arms ripped off.
Okay.
It's just a scary thing.
A lot really. Of lessons getting learned here.
A lot of lessons are learned in that ride. The stair car races, this is more like at Disney World, there are like cars on a track that go around in a circle. They go very slowly. This would not be like this at all. You'd be on a track in a goddamn stair car and, you know, good luck. So you got to slam on the gas and immediately step on the brake.
This is so dangerous.
It's very, very dangerous.
So many people will die.
And during the ride, there will be people running up randomly for hop-ons, obviously.
Oh, you'll just get random hop-ons.
Go ahead. What were you
saying? I was about to say, so the hop-ons would need to be employees. How do you train a hop-on?
You just pick some college kids that don't care about getting hurt, I guess. And
like kids from the track team.
Yeah, they just run up and jump on. It makes your whole day when you got his first hop-on, you know?
Problem solved. Super easy.
There's a water ride. It's a dark ride called the Aztec Tomb.
Oh, wow.
I haven't really wrote that one out, but I thought, you know, Job could have a hand in that and make it whatever he wanted.
Sure.
Restaurants in the We Are the Bluths, Who Are the Bluths, Uncle Teabag's Assorted Teabags. I thought that'd be a nice little tea shop.
So it's a tea and coffee shop,
maybe? Yeah, okay. Uncle Teabag's Assorted Teabags. Of course, a banana stand.
Sure.
And Mrs. Featherbottom's Bangers and Mash. That's also in Who Are the Blues.
It's an English-themed pub or restaurant.
Yeah, and all they serve is just Bangers and Mash. They don't have time for anything else. Like, there are places at Disney World where all you can get is a turkey leg. That's it. You want other things? Sorry. All we have is a turkey leg.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Now we move on to the next section titled Hooray for Hollywood. Our first one.
We didn't go back, so I could reflect. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So this is the Who Are the Blues section.
Yeah, I think I really like it. I was thinking of, well, what are things that we're missing? I don't know. Maybe's House of Mystery.
Oh, that's good.
Where you could do different maybe costumes.
That's very good. Yeah.
How about this is not Star Wars, but you still get to fight with a lightsaber, not unlike George Michael with a broomstick.
Like a broom.
So I don't know, maybe a broomstick.
You just like
sparring,
like with pads. You put people in a room and you say, "Go at it."
You just do a broomstick sparring.
And I then, can deal with
and
that.
And then what? So instead of a photo, you would have, I don't know, a little recording, but it would look like, I don't know, a recording from the early aughts or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they try to even, like, the computer would try to figure out where the broomstick is and make it a lightsaber.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it would look really, really bad. So I was thinking those two things might
be good.
Fun.
Yeah, I could fit that in there.
I don't know if we would need anything else. I think it might be fun to have, like, an ice catering restaurant, maybe.
Oh, that's a good one. Really I forgot about ice. Yeah.
Yeah.
The best restaurant in the park would obviously
be the best restaurant in the park.
Ice's catering. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so really nice.
Those might be fun little inclusions.
Okay. Yeah.
Or maybe just a martini bar.
I didn't put a martini bar in, but that would be smart.
We can call it vodka and toast, where the only thing on
Colin,
the menu.
Colin, you're so good. That's perfect.
Yeah. It's only because I know this show so well, where all you can order is a vodka martini and a piece of toast.
Yeah, I'm down with it.
Vodka and toast.
Okay, next. Hooray for Hollywood.
Hooray for Hollywood.
First thing we got, of course, a show, Hung Jury with Judge Reinhold, 4 times a day. Because what the fuck's he doing?
Well, so. He's one of the gets.
He is not as good as, obviously he's not a Blue Man Group get. But
I'm so sorry, Judge Reinhold. But
I mean, you were in Beverly Hills Cop. Come on, that's what else you got? Seinfeld once. You were the Close Talker. Yeah, so now you're doing this terrible theme park. But yeah, 4 times a day.
Oh my God.
That's how shows go. They do. You get 4 times a day. They're normally about 30 minutes or so, maybe an hour.
Okay.
Yeah, not that long. After that, we've got, of course, the Fantastic Four show sing along. With just like the 2 songs that were in that show. It's a very, very short show, but that's in there. Now we got this virtual reality 4K ride, 4D ride, I should say, where you're like on a coaster moving around. It's 3D. It's called Gangi.
Oh.
The virtual reality experience, terrifying ride. You're chased by Gangi. That'd be scary, right?
I think so.
I mean, like the horror movie Gangi, not usually seen.
Sure.
Dangerous Cousins is shown on a loop. I just wrote that down, so if you get bored, you just walk in.
Oh, it's like TBS with Forrest Gump. Yeah.
Now, this is one of my favorite ones, is the Carl Weathers retrospective at the historic Carl Weathers Theater. and that's just a great little montage of Carl Weathers' best work.
Okay.
Probably he does like a voiceover hosting it.
I was thinking
Carl Weathers.
We need like acting that. Classes here. I think.
Oh, I could deal with that.
Yeah, I think we need to turn this into a fully functional theater with a repertoire company
that just does Carl Weathers things
of his best movies.
Oh, man, that's so good.
Actually, even better, they just do disconnected scenes from his
like
movies.
Just him dying in Predator, and then
it just,
and then him in Rocky,
Happy Gilmore, and then Happy Gilmore.
Okay,
excuse me, Rocky.
That's great. Every gift store in Hooray for Hollywood is just a recreation of the Imagine Entertainment gift shop.
Oh, good. Okay.
I thought that'd be easy to do. This is one of my favorites. A somehow live version of To Entrap a Local Predator Orange County Edition. I'm not sure how they do this, but by the end of it, the Predator ends up on stage and everybody's cheering because they caught him.
Wow.
So that's
so
something.
You're just incorporating English Renaissance morality plays.
Kind of, but this would be real. Have you ever watched Black Mirror?
Yes.
Have you seen the White Bear episode?
I don't know.
Oh, well, you should, for those of you listening, that's exactly what I had themed. Just not as terrifying, but yeah, okay. A nightclub called Shades of Quincy. I feel like that'd be easy, kind of a disco thing. Play sure. Quincy Jones music. I think that'd be easy. I just want my kids back. Interactive ride game. Interactive game that's on a ride where you literally shoot nets at children. and then I wrote a note saying this one's very is really not very popular at all. Here are my restaurants for Hooray for Hollywood. Baby, you got a stew going. That's pretty self-explanatory. They do absolutely have souvenir bowls that you can buy at Baby, You Got a Stew Going. A recreation of the club from season 4. I can't remember the name of it. Do you remember?
The club.
That where like Rebel and Michael go and like the photo booths there.
It's
like
that the Ealing Club?
The Ealing Club. It'd be like a very fancy restaurant. Oh, there's always one of those normally.
There would be a doorman.
Oh, yeah. It'd be very, very fancy.
There would be a sex photo booth.
Yeah, it'd be filthy. I would not go in the sex photo. It'd smell very bad. No. The banana stand obviously is there. And then this one is Mark Cherry's Pop Your Cherry Pie Shop. I thought that one would be, you got to include Mark Cherry and, you know, cherry pie. I also put that this one is not popular.
I was thinking, okay, so reflections. Speaking of Mark Cherry, I distinctly remember this one theme park. It was a dreadful experience. I had diarrhea. I won't say more.
All good.
But I remember they had this like sound booth studio where you could basically just do karaoke of favorite songs, but then get a recording of it.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would be fun to do with Mark Cherry
Mark
songs.
Mark Cherry songs. I could dig that.
Yeah. I was thinking that would be nice. What else was I thinking for? This part
all
of the
like,
park.
Like Hollywood people that are
sure.
on the show.
Well,
yeah.
I think we need to have an inclusion of maybe as a studio producer. So
okay.
I don't know. We'll call it No Means No, where someone looking like Mort is constantly trying to proposition you, and your only goal is to say no.
Well, there used to be a ride at Disney World called the Backlot Tour, where you got to tour around
in
Hollywood Studios.
Well, that would be fun.
That could be this, but it'd be like a really shitty version.
Yeah.
Because maybe's doing it.
Sure, but also there would just be a lot of exploitation as well.
It'd be very dangerous probably also. Not much more left. The last part of this is called The Rest. That's the name of this section of the park. Because they got bored. They don't care, you know.
They're the blues.
The first thing, the biggest part of this, and this is one of the biggest things in the park, is a Cinco celebration.
Oh, lovely.
It's on the water. There is everything you can imagine from Cinco. You get to beat up shit if you want to. You break stuff. I would not go to the Cinco celebration. But it's there if you want to go do that. Here there's also Fly a Drone. We Swear It's Not Real is the name of this ride. So maybe it's real, maybe not. You know, who knows? The Who Killed Lucille 2 interactive dark ride. That's just where you...
A lot of dark rides, but not surprising.
Dark rides are big, and they're very
fun. Really?
Oh, yeah. And what else would you make that? Would you make that a roller coaster? I don't think you could.
I think this is a theme park. It's so.
It's
got to
have a lot of animatronics and stuff.
Well, because I was thinking, okay, so this would probably feel less like a roller park, theme park, roller coaster museum and more like just a traditional museum with just a lot of visual seeing things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Again, I don't really go to amusement parks, but I get the sense that it's creating or attempting to create maybe a more energetic and interactive museum experience.
Sure, yeah. That's kind of what it's like. Here, like at the end, you kind of would all jointly guess who killed Lucille 2.
Okay.
And hopefully by the time that the park's made, we know who has done that.
Oh, okay.
In the show. Yeah. Okay, and then also there's a dark ride that tries to explain the timeline of season 4. This is simply called Oops. It goes very fast back and forth between things. So the Wonder Coaster, based around one Tony Wonder.
Oh.
It is full of jump scares anytime the word wonder happens to show up in the music or dialogue in the ride.
Sure.
You get fucking terrified by Tony Wonder popping out.
Got it. Okay.
That's it for the rest, except for restaurants. We have a Sweat and Squeeze, obviously.
Oh, that's nice.
It's gotta be one. It is a lemonade sauna. I don't recommend going there. It's disgusting.
No.
Past the Bar, which is a lawyer themed restaurant. A lot of Barry Zuckerkorn things, a lot of Wayne Jarvis stuff. So that's Past the Bar. Of course, a banana stand. And the best thing about this would be a complete recreation of Swappigans from.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah. I did write any merch ideas because a lot of t-shirts, things, probably.
This is one of the things I must confess I think is missing from this first gen description of Bluthton.
Yeah, yeah.
The.
Bluthlund.
Bluthlund. I thought it was Bluthton.
It's Bluthland.
I think Bluthton is the name of George Sr.'s aerial development community. But so just, I guess, all-purpose, general Arrested Development, I don't know, merchandise shops?
Yeah, so like...
You could buy things like, I don't know... empty martini glass with an olive inside of
an
it.
An empty martini glass that would
drink all the vodka.
You know, like an engraved Arrested Development
logo. Yeah, but just like that kind of merchandise.
A lot of mugs, a lot of t-shirts, hoodies, shit
that kind of bullshit that's plushes probably
of,
made in
of
China.
Franklin that you could have a plush Franklin doll if you wanted one.
Boy.
Mark Cherry albums. You know, at Disney World, there are like a shitload of gift shops. Every other building's a gift shop in Disney.
Sure.
So...
Yeah,
there's a bunch of shit you could probably find.
You could buy all these Franklin dolls, and underneath there's a blurb that says, Megyn Kelly thinks this is not offensive.
A lot of ride-specific things. So, like, when you get off the Gangi ride, you could buy Gangi shirts, stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Gangi keychains.
I think I like
Gangi vinyl pins, stuff like that.
Maybe just a plastic bone, not unlike the one that Carl Weathers waved.
Absolutely.
At Buster.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just get you a plastic bone.
At the you got a Stew Going restaurant, you can get like a nice plastic souvenir bowl that's like $25, but it costs $2 to make.
We need Buster hooks.
Buster hooks everywhere. which at the pirate, you're a crook Captain Hook, they would sell Captain Hook hooks.
Yeah.
But they're also the same as the Buster
hooks. They're just the same as
the same exact
thing. Come on. Like, we're not stupid here. Okay.
Yeah.
I think you would need definitely novelty corn ballers.
Absolutely. Yeah. I thought about, I did come up with an idea for a show called The Chicken Dance, which was a variety show.
Okay.
And at the end, they picked like five people to do their best chicken dance.
Oh, I like
that. And whoever won got a corn baller. And then I was like, you can't give that out because... kill somebody. So
yeah,
I guess like a fun one they could give out. Yeah.
Sure. I was also thinking it might be fun, and maybe this would be perfect for the Bluth family part.
Yeah.
I'm really thinking here of Back to the Future Part 2 and that. I guess that propagandist video of Biff that plays.
Yeah.
Biff Casino, something like that for the Bluth company or the
Bluth
family.
Oh, yeah.
Like, George Bluth built the most successful real estate business in 1965. And then it would be just sheer Bluth propaganda, not unlike what we see in the sad alternate 1985 from Back to the Future Part 2.
So in my world I've created, it's the world we live in now, but the Bluth family is a real family.
Okay.
Would you go to this theme park?
No. It's so dangerous.
It is very dangerous.
I think so. Just as an intellectual exercise, I think it would be fun to go and just see it.
Oh, absolutely.
Just
take in. Make sure you're in a very safe place.
Sure.
Stand outside of everything and just watch it. Yeah.
Again, I don't really want to talk about this, but part of the problem is just the idea that I'm actually financially supporting this kind of activity, which that's part of the problem for me, is it just feels like a bunch of capitalist propagandist nonsense that I just
can't
abide.
Well, it's the Bluth family. Of course it is.
Sure. I just meant all...
It's all a big joke to them.
I just meant all amusement parks at large.
I mean, the day after it opened, everything would be broken. They would be like, who cares?
Which is to say, it was never working to begin
exactly.
with. Exactly. Yeah, I think we need a... Did you say, is there a Job Magic show?
There is a Job. Job's House of Magic.
Okay, yeah. Got it.
Very,
sorry.
Very
I totally
shitty.
Forgot
very
about
shitty.
That.
Yeah. I didn't know
otherwise,
what to do for Michael.
It's really tough. I was thinking we need to have a MARTA section.
What would you do for MARTA?
I don't know.
Oh, I guess you could. At one point, I had a whole idea for a Mexico section. So MARTA might fix in. We might have like a soap opera thing with MARTA. I don't know. That seems boring, though. I wouldn't go to that section of the park. They might have good food.
Maybe.
They're probably the best food there.
Probably.
But, I mean, if you do the chicken dance, you will get we should like make that stipulation. If you do the chicken dance in Mexico, you might get shot, actually. Like, for real.
It's part of the disclaimer that you signed. I may get shot in the Mexico section for doing a chicken dance. Yeah, no, John, I think in all seriousness, the level of creativity here is astounding and laudable. You did a lot of good work here.
Thank you.
It's nice to know that the taxpayers' dollars went to...
Yeah, I did all this work. It took me like 3 hours at work. I took so many notes. I was like, what can I put in? And there's things I've missed.
I mean. Yeah, but I think what I really like about this is it speaks to the, in all seriousness, the depth and complexity of the Bluth mythology.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think you could do this with a lot of shows, but I don't think it would be nearly as interesting as this. And I think that's part of the point, is there's so much with Arrested Development that you could theoretically use. And you even just acknowledged there are probably things that I've missed.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I think more than anything, this is just a reflection of the ingenuity, the creativity of a show like this. Even really smart shows like 30 Rock, I don't know if you could do a 30 Rock theme park.
Oh, yeah, I don't think so.
It's
just not as realized. Nothing sure, is, yeah.
Yeah, but that's what's interesting. It is such a realized show.
Yeah.
But not like this.
Exactly, yeah.
Sure. No, John, I think this is actually really, really clever, and I enjoyed this tour through your extremely deadly amusement park.
Very dangerous, because I feel like the Blues would not care.
No, I mean, use of the word amusement is done so loosely. Yeah, yeah.
Well, thank you. I hope that the you great listeners out there also enjoyed this terrifying theme park that I created.
Sure. Yeah. Well, John, for the Hop On's podcast, my name is Colin Cox.
I'm John Phelps.
Buddy, I'll talk to you next time.
Okay.